The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
With his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we smash away for a racket.
Factory had blasted out. The mob, wandering aimlessly outside the fence, slowly drifted away. Two reporters from the Daily Sentinel looked at each other and nodded gravely.
Strike.
Yes, Lowry?
Sure is. It's a strike.
Okay, expert. Hop back to the Sentinel and give it to the city desk. I'll stick around.
Hey, wait a minute now. Suppose I stick around and you take the news back to the paper. How about that?
Now, listen, expert. What I'm saying...
Super snakes, Lowry.
Besides, you can talk to the boss better than I can.
Huh?
Sure, he'll want an eyewitness account of this. It's important. Maybe you'll get a byline, expert.
Byline. Hey, what for you handed me the blarney? This one has said Lowry handed someone else a chance to get a story.
Oh, help me, expert. I'm on the level.
Yeah, like a roller coaster.
Okay, then. You cover the street here. I'll go to the center.
Oh, not so fast. I'll go.
Never mind.
I'll go. Holy crow, no matter what I do, I'll still be suspecting I done the wrong thing. So I'll go. Be seeing you at the center.
Yeah, sure.
Not for a while yet. I'm always too smart for you, Mr. Exford.
Right.
Those strikers look like they mean business. But the one guy I want to see is right on this corner. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I'm a reporter. Here's my press card.
Here I am.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Well, I'm from the Daily Sentinel. This strike is just a story to me. All we do is report the news. You make it, we report it. Strictly neutral, see?
Yes, Carter, ain't
it? It pays. Now, how about the lowdown? What's the strike about? Who's after what and what's going to happen to who? What's your name?
Carson. I mean Crabtree.
Crabtree? All right, just hold that.
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter? Didn't there see a camera before? We use you as human interest right on tape.
Oh, no, you don't. No picture. I figured you'd do that, pal.
So you think you're fooling me, do you? The first name is the right one. Your name's Carson, the way you said it first.
Crab Carson, I've seen you at a dozen strikes before this one. You're a professional striker.
For all I know, a professional crook.
Why, you...
Yeah, you rise like a trout. That's why you didn't want your picture in the papers, huh? You're on the police way at wanted list someplace.
You reporters get around a lot, don't you?
Not to spot a phony when we see one. Now, there's more to this than just a strike. What's your racket? Who are you working for? Come on, give me something for the Sentinel.
Without looking up, I can tell that's expert.
Johnny Casey, how can you tell for sure? Lowry slammed the door, too.
Long years of practice, expert. He slams it, but it's a different slam.
Okay. Casey, I got to see Reed. He's inside.
If you please, Mr. Axford, I too wish to see Mr. Britt.
Well, Cato, suffering snakes, I didn't see you. What are you doing down at the Daily Sentinel? You ought to be back at the apartment cooking dinner for Reed.
Mr. Britt sent for me.
Well, you'll just have to wait till I get through. I've got important news about the strike at the Beavers plant.
Maybe
and
Mr.
I want...
Reed ought to decide that. I'll tell him you're here, Axford. Oh, well, here he is now.
Cash, get me a copy of yesterday's Sentinel.
Yes, sir.
One side, Cato. Reed, I got important news. The strike started.
I know.
I just give it to Gennigan on the city desk and... What did you say?
I know about it.
Either I'm hearing wrong or you're talking wrong. I just brung the news.
I already have it, actually.
But golly, how?
Yeah, we're just talking to Faraday on the phone.
Faraday?
Was Lowry with you, Ashman?
He stayed to do some more reporting, Reed.
Have him come in when he shows up, Miss Case. All right, Cato, come in.
Yes, sir.
But Reed, I... Holy crow, who is Faraday? How could he know about the strike?
Well, he ought to, actually. He's the federal conciliator in charge of it.
Cheer up, Ashman. You came in second.
All right, Cato, what'd you find out?
There is a man named Sluter, Mr. Bray.
Sluter, yeah. He's running a strike record.
using his hoodlums to stir up unrest in various industries and then stepping in to stop those same strikes his own way.
That is so, Mr. Britt.
But the Sentinel's reporters have dug up that stuff, Cato. What else have you got?
I regret that is all, Mr. Britt.
You've been trailing Sluder for a week and that's all?
I regret that is so, Mr. Britt. I even used Green Hornet's car, but Mr. Sluder, very slippery.
Oh, the snake. Cato, there's someone behind Sluder. He's not the brain.
Yes, sir.
Super criminal. Mr. X.
Are you certain there is such a character, Mr. Blake?
I'm certain. I'll show you something, Cato. We called that bank robbery 2 weeks ago.
Yes?
The crooks were caught. The Sentinel scored a scoop on that yarn.
Yes, but...
In fact, reporters from the Sentinel broke that arrest, made it possible.
I see.
Now, look at this note, Cato. It came to me right after that front page story.
Mr. Blake, that is threat.
Yes, Cato, a threat. The Sentinel got too close to the top man, and he didn't like it. He says, stay away from me or you'll push up daisies. Signed, Mr. X.
Mr. X?
Looks like the Green Hornet's got a rival, Cato. A rival? Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, there's a phone call for you. A man. He won't give his name. Shall I brush him off?
Well, no, Miss Case. I'll take it.
Yes, sir. It's on line 4.
Thank you. Hello?
Is this the big shot?
This is Britt Reed talking. Whom did you want?
Sutton's got a reporter named Lowry.
Well, yes, we have.
Well, you won't have long. We're going to take care of you.
What? Who is this?
You've seen your reporter for the last time, Mr. Reed. This is Mr. X. Goodbye.
Hello.
Cato. He hang up, Mr. Reed?
Yes. It was Mr. X, and he says I won't see Lowry again. Cato, I mentioned that the Green Hornet had a rival. Well, the Hornet's going after that rival, starting right now.
No, Reed. There ain't no news of Lowry. I've been over to the Beavers plant. There ain't hide nor hair of him.
What about the Sentinel?
I'm going back there now, Reed. Gunnigan says there ain't nothing new, no place.
Police are on it?
Ever since you got that phone call this afternoon. Golly, I wish I hadn't let Lowry talk me into leaving. I could have stopped them hoodlums.
What hoodlum?
Why, that Mr. X gang.
Sure, and just who is Mr. X?
Reed, I got a theory about that. Just between you and me and Sergeant Moran, I think Mr. X is nobody but the Green Hornet.
What?
Why not? Ain't they both mysteries? Nobody knows who they are, so why can't they be in the same guy?
Axford, if you don't... Never mind.
You don't think my theory's so hot, huh?
All I want is to get Lowry back.
Maybe Lowry ain't alive no more, Reed. Maybe...
With that, he's alive, he's got to be. Now move, on your way.
Okay, Reed. If I hear anything, I'll phone you at the apartment here.
No, I'll phone the Sentinel. You're a reporter.
Well, if you say so. Good night, Reed. It won't help us none to worry.
Cato.
Mr. Axford is gone, Mr. Blake.
Just left. Everything's ready?
Yes, sir. Here's your Hornet mask and the gas weapon. I checked Black Beauty, sir. All that is dry.
Okay, open the secret panel. We're going out.
Britt Reed and Cato stepped through the secret panel, then along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house itself, a passage that led directly to the adjoining building. Seen from the street, this building was deserted-looking, abandoned. No one would have guessed that it concealed the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, high-powered car of the Green Hornet. Take the wheel.
Yes. Where should I drive to?
We haven't a single thing to go on, Cato. All we know is the voice that spoke to me on the telephone.
That was Mr. X.
He said it was Mr. X. We won't know till we locate him.
How can we locate him, sir?
Cato.
You think it's something?
Let's strike. Who's the head of the strikers?
He is a man named Gerber, Mr. Blake.
Gerber, that's it?
But I do not understand. Gerber cannot be Rackett's man. He is honest.
Yes, he's honest, Cato. But if anyone knows where the racketeers are muscling in, he will. And he's going to tell the Green Hornet. Let's go. Left at the next corner, Cato.
The lights turn red.
You can make it before that. Cut past that trolley car. We're moving so fast that police will not have a chance to know this is the Black Beauty.
Like a glittering black comet in the darkness, the car of the Green Hornet whipped through the city streets. So fast was it, and yet so easily did it handle that the Black Beauty could make twice the speed of ordinary cars with more safety.
Into that alley and across.
I understand, Mr. Britt.
Straight ahead. That's Gerber's house. We'll pull up behind it.
Hello? Oh, just a second. For you, Ralph.
Who is it?
It's a man named Atterford from the Daily Sentinel.
I'm not in.
But he's a reporter, Ralph.
I'm not in.
Oh, he's called so many times. All the papers have called. You can't put them off forever.
But I... Well, tell him to call back in 5 minutes.
All right. Hello? Call back in 5 minutes. Yes, he'll be here. Yes. Ralph, you've got to make up your mind. Look what happened to that man, Lowry.
He's still missing.
What are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? Mary, you make it sound as if I'm a crook, too. Like
Carson.
I'm an honest workman. I'm a union man, a good union man. Carson and the rest of those guerrillas aren't real union men.
They control the union. It's the same thing.
What do you mean?
You're tarred with the same brush. As long as those criminals are allowed in the same union with you, you're just as bad as they are.
Allowed? That's funny. Try and get them out.
Did you and the rest of the men want this strike?
Well...
Of course you didn't. It's Carson and the rest. They kidnapped this reporter and... And the one who's behind it all is Mr. Ett.
Mary, not out loud. Mr. Ett, he...
Who is Mr. Ett?
I don't know. Nobody knows. Well, he's just the power behind these hoodlums. A super criminal with his finger in every racket there is. We won't talk about him.
You're afraid, Ralph.
Yes, maybe I am.
You're all afraid. The whole union.
Okay, so what? What about it?
You used to lead those men. Why don't you call them together? Tell them to stop this strike.
There's a meeting tomorrow night.
Oh, a meeting. A lot of good that'll do. You'll all sit mum while Carson and the rest run things their way. You'll never...
Leave me be, Mary. Answer the door, will you?
I'm sorry, Ralph. It's just... I want to be proud of my husband.
Proud of her husband. I want to protect her. That's why I'm acting like a coward.
You know a lot more than you say you do, Gerber.
What? A mask. A green mask.
You shouldn't tell all you know. You shouldn't tell anything of what you know.
You're the Green Hornet.
Filling your lip about Carson, huh? So you tell your wife Carson took the reporter and... Never mind. You mentioned Mr. X.
I didn't mean to, honest.
Skip it. Gerber, you're going to get...
No. That gun, put it down.
Get back or I'll pull the trigger.
Listen, you. I may be afraid of Carson and Mr. X, but not you, Hornet. So I'm going to come after you.
You fool!
Give me that gun.
Hey, what's that?
Help! Help!
Holy Ghost, the Hornet! Hold him, I'm coming!
Take it, Gerber!
Now's my chance! Get him!
Help! Help! You're all right!
No, what do you want? I'll be seeing stars for a month.
Help me! He shot my husband!
Never mind your husband, lady. The Hornet just uses gas. But get on that phone and call the Sentinel. Tell him I'm going after the Green Hornet to get Lowry back. I'm going after him if I have to fly!
Before we continue with our adventure. The whole city was aroused. While the newsboys yelled the Sentinel headline on the street, ink not yet dry on the front page, the police of the city instead had all men out looking for the Green Hornet. Michael Axford was out looking too, but all in vain.
Ah, Moran, I tell you, that Hornet's got wings. You might just as well call back the car.
Leaving all pursuit behind, the great black car sped through the night, its wheels flashing as it raced out of town.
Get away just in time, Mr. Britt.
Lucky thing you were waiting for me and kept the motor running, Cato. And it looks as if we've shaken off the police at last.
You hit Mr. Axford pretty hard, Mr.
Just hard enough to make you get away. You must have phoned Gerber from around the corner, Cato. I never expected him to walk right in.
Did you learn anything about Mr. Rowley, sir?
That's why I took the wheel. You notice where we're going?
I have not... Mr. Britt, we leave city.
Yes, Cato. Gerber mentioned two names. First, he mentioned Mr. X.
You know?
Gerber hasn't any more idea who Mr. X is than I have. But then he mentioned the name Carson.
Carson? Carson? It does not refresh itself in my mind, Mr. Bates.
Well, I thought you Filipinos had marvelous memory.
Oh, yes. Only this once. Well, now I have him. Carson, that was the one who was released in that big robbery, Mr. Bates.
That's the one.
He was crooked, but the evidence was sadly lacking.
You've got him.
Really bad. We go after him, Mr. Bates?
With both barrels, Cato. I happen to know that Carson has a little hunting shack out this way. When we get there, we'll find out a lot more about Lowry. And if anything's happened to him, well, I won't be responsible for my actions.
Thank you.
all. I want to show you that target, Mr. Lowry. If you get any screwy ideas, don't. I still got 3 bullets in this automatic.
Listen, you tin-horn trigger man, I...
Button that lip and look.
I can make a better score with my typewriter.
Bullseyes, everyone.
Yeah, but can you spell cat?
C-8. There, you wise guy. Shut up. I'll twist this collar 3 times around your neck.
Hey. I thought you were supposed to be getting my goat.
I don't know why I don't shoot you.
Because you got orders.
Yeah. And you better spill, Bright Eyes. How much does that guy Reed know about that fake strike?
Mr. Reed, do you? And what color are your eyes?
Now, look. Mr. Rex gave me the office to make you talk, see? But I got a temper. Maybe I'll forget, see?
No. You're scared green. You're scared of Mr. Rex.
Confidentially, Carson, who is he?
You talk like somebody out of a zoo.
Chum, for the last time. What's Reed got on us?
For the last time. I'm not telling. And you better take these ropes off and let me go. The police are looking for me. And
they won't find your life, Chum.
Look, I promise not to mention this, Carson. You let me go, I'll keep it dark. Not for publication. Besides dope, those shots you fired must have been heard.
It's a shooting country up here. Plenty of hunters. Nobody notices shots.
Well, Carson?
Hey, stubborn boss.
Don't call Bryce the boss, Carson. He works for Mr. X the same as you do. Don't you, Bryce?
You're dumb, pal. Get smart.
How is it being a muscle man in an honest union, Bryce?
I'm head of the union.
Yeah, how much of the union money do you have to kick into Mr. X? You can't keep it all.
Well, maybe you're Mr. X. I never thought of that.
Very funny guy you are. Too bad you won't last very long. And there ain't no Mr. X. Come out here, Carson.
Okay, boy.
How about it, Bryce? How are you, Mr. X?
Close the door.
Yeah. Yeah?
You got nothing out of him?
A lot of words. No information.
Okay. We got to go to that union meeting tomorrow night. That means we got to get back to town.
Yeah.
Bump Lowry off.
Huh?
Give him the business. Get rid of him.
But Mr. Rex...
I was just talking to Mr. Rex, Carson. He gave the orders.
Yeah. Well, I ain't never seen this, Mr.
Neither have I. But he stood right in that window and told me. His face was in the shadow.
Oh. So I take your word, huh? Well, he ain't there now, and maybe I'd better... What? That came right through the window.
An arrow tipped with a suction cup.
It come through the window. Pull it loose.
Yeah, there's a message attached to it.
Well, I'll be. Look, Bryce.
And get this, Carson. It's to you, and it says to do a job on the reporter.
Yeah. Signed with an X. That's all I gotta know. I'll be right out, Bryce.
Do not move, please.
But who's this little squirt?
You drop gun right, pull trigger. Now. This is better, please. You walk back now.
Carson,
jump to one side. Oh. Now, little man with a big mask, stand still. Pick up his gun, Carson.
You throw very fast. I make mistake not shooting at
him. Yeah, he used to pitch for the miners. Hey, this is some persuader. Ain't like no gun I ever seen before.
Carson.
Yeah?
Take his mask off.
No.
Take it off. Can't you see he works for the Green Hornet?
Okay. Stand still while I...
What the...
The window.
Look out, Mr. Hornet. Take it. Pull the trigger. Shot me.
Got me.
You'll wake up later on. Much later on.
Mr. Britt, you come just in time.
I saw it from the window, Cato. Where's Lowry?
In other room, please. Behind closed door.
I see.
Did you find mysterious Mr. X?
No, Cato. I lost him in the dark outside that window right after we saw him shoot that arrow in here.
This is it, Mr. Britt.
A rubber tip with a message attached. We'll keep this, Cato. We'll need it later on. The next time we see Mr. X.
What do we do with these men, Mr. Britt?
I've got it all planned. What time is it now?
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Can you keep these men unconscious until, say, 8 o'clock tonight?
Very simple, if you please.
Good. Can you do the same thing to Ed Lowry?
Huh?
I want Lowry to be unconscious as well as these 2 men.
Oh, I see. Cato can do it, Mr. Britt.
All right, now follow me. I hate to do it, but it won't hurt him.
You give Lowry some gas?
Yes, quiet.
Hey, what's going on out there? Bryce. Carson, you ugly gorilla, what about...
Well, I'll be a second-rate Hawkshaw.
The Green Hornet, so you're Mr...
Hey, put down that pop gun. Put it down or I...
You didn't put it down. You shot me.
That's it, Cato. Now get busy. I'm going into town for today, but tonight, the Green Hornet's taking these 3 to that union meeting, and that's going to be a complete surprise to everyone.
Good, Mr. Britt. They all 3 in Bryce's car.
Okay, you know where we'll meet?
I understand.
There's a dark alley 1 block away from the union meeting place.
Yes, sir.
I'll be there ahead of you because I'll drive the Black Beauty. Now go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Britt. Be careful, Mr. Britt.
starting any minute.
Everybody and his brother's here, actually.
You got him pardoned into the hall, Casey.
I guess I better go in, too.
You gonna do any talking, Gruber? Or ain't you made up your mind yet about this wildcat strike?
That's my business.
Yeah. Something of snakes. Are you guys going to keep right on being yellow just
That's
because some...
Shut up.
But, Casey,
Mr. Gerber makes up his own mind. It's his own decision.
Ralph, you better go in now if you want to get a seat in the speaker's platform.
Yes, Mary. We'll see you later.
Is he going to be here tonight, Casey?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
Maybe you shouldn't be here either.
Oh, it's an open meeting. There are lots of interested spectators. Why not me? Are the police all around?
Casey, they got the whole building surrounded. I got a theory that if the Green Hornet figures he's going to show up here and surprise everybody, he's going to be surprised himself. The Hornet ain't getting away tonight. We'll get him sure. Oh, come on. Let's get inside and watch the fun.
You take Lowry and I'll carry Bryce and Carson.
Yes, sir. We must be careful, Mr. Briggs.
Never mind the police. We've always gotten away before.
Maybe this time we're not too lucky.
Stop that kind of talk. Now, follow me. We're dropping these three right on the speaker's platform.
One way or the other, he's going to speak.
I ain't interested. I'm watching for the Hornet.
You think he's in already?
Golly, why not? He might be. Maybe he ain't wearing his mask.
But the police are...
They let him get in, Casey. Then they nab him.
Quiet. Tell me you're starting to talk. I'm not a smart guy. It takes me a long time to make up my mind. But now I made it up, but I'm going to do my talking to all of you. I see the big shot. Mr. Bryce ain't here yet, but I can't wait. I say call off this strike. It's Wildcat. Call it off.
Gosh, but look. They're all scared. Well, they want to, but they're afraid.
He's wasting his time.
Aren't you listening? Haven't you guys got any nerve? If we all stick together, we can win. I tell you, Bryce is a racketeer. He's exploiting the union. You all know it now.
Holy crow, Casey. Look over Gerber's head. There's a trap door to the roof.
It's the Green Hornet. He dropped a ladder.
He's carrying two bodies. Hey, Gerber, it's the Hornet. Grab him. Get the cops, Casey. We're going after him.
Hey, look out. He's using cops.
Gerber, where's the Hornet?
What? Oh, no, I can't.
Sure, don't
be accurate.
I'm not the Hornet, I'm Gerber. Holy crow, the smoke is getting thicker and thicker. Where's the Hornet? Say, did you hear that?
Sounded like a trap door. The Hornet must have got away.
Yeah, the smoke is clearing off. We're suffering snakes. Look who's laying out the floor.
It's Bryce and Matt Hoodlum up here.
Holy crow, this one's Lowry. It's Axford talking. Lowry, can you hear me?
Hello, Axford.
Shut up, you guys. Shut up, everybody. I got to hear what Lowry's saying.
Axford, the Hornet told the police. He came over the roof from the next building and he got away. Oh, gosh, it's... Lowry, it's you.
Hello, Casey. Call those cops in and have Bryce and this mug arrested. They kidnapped you.
They kidnapped you, but they're...
Just chat not so loud. You want the Sentinel to lose the scoop? Keep your voice down. I don't want those other newspaper men to hear this. And you can tell Gerber to talk to the union men.
I've been talking already, mister.
Oh, hello, Gerber. Listen, start talking again. Bryce and the rest are heading for jail. You can take that union back to work again.
Okay, Mr. Lowry.
But listen, don't start talking until we phone the story into the Sentinel. You get it?
All right.
Come on, Axford. We get a phone and... Holy mackerel. Are you crying?
Sure I am, you little pest. You had us worried. I hate to admit it, but for once I'm grateful to the Green Hornet. He brought you back.
Well, Miss Britt, it's all over. Crooks go to jail, and the union will be good union once more. We take draft duty back to hiding place?
Yes, Cato, but it isn't over yet. Remember, we still have to get Mr. X.
popular radio dramas created by George W. Trendle are a copyrighted feature of The Green Hornet, Incorporated. All characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.